Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Happy New Year to 2019 as we give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We're thanking you, Lord, for this day. What a marvelous day it is. Because, God, you bless us, not only saves us, but we have our life, our health, our strength, activity, our limbs. We may not be in the best of health, as what you've already said concerning your word, but we believe in your word according to your word. You said, by your stripes we heal, and we believe it until it manifests. Not only that, you said you promised in your word that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So we give glory and honor unto you. I want to read a couple of scriptures on peace. Praise the Lord. As we prepare tonight for a word from the Lord as breaking the bread of life, evangelist, as we call her mother, we'll let bless the Lord. So until then, in a few, we will be calling on her to just share what the Spirit of the Lord has given her in that message of life from Jesus Christ. And until then, we're going to share these scriptures with you, and then we're going to get right on into the word shortly after prayer. Praise the Lord. Peace. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. I will listen to what God, the Lord, will say. He promised peace to his people, his saints. Psalms 85:8. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Psalms 119:165. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:23. We also know that the Lord said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast on him. Praise God. Who trust in him. And we trust God. Praise the Lord. In every thing by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. The mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. When a man ways is pleasing to the Lord, he maketh even his enemies live at peace with him. And that's Proverbs 16:7. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. James 3:18. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Matthew 5:9. And the last one is, aim your perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Praise the Lord. If we allow the Lord's word to get in us, glory to God, and he manifests himself, glory to God, through the peace he'll give us that passes all understanding in the midst of our trials, tribulations, and valley situations, because he's never leave us nor forsake us, then we can be without anxiety. We won't have to be anxious for nothing. Then we can be able to cast the care and concerns back to the Lord and rest in him and knowing that whatever he says in his word, it shall come to pass. And we have the confidence in the Lord that whatever he says will come true. And just got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We've made our choice, many of us, and pray that more will, as they come in one accord to make you Lord and give praise and honor unto you. Father, we bless you for all your great and mighty acts. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. How excellent is thy name. We adore you. We lift you up and praise be unto you. God, help us to get to that place that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Father, we bless you today for life, health, and strength, and activity of our limbs. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for favor. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Most of all, thank you for Jesus, our Savior, healer, and deliverer. Oh, you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. We thank you that you are the I Am that I Am. And God, help us, glory to God, just to trust and rest in you. We thank you for the word tonight, God, that has come forth out of your vessel. We thank you for the anointing on the words, and we ask you to anoint the vessel that, God, when the word comes forth, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And God, we are thanking you, Lord God, as we exalt you today. We're looking for great and mighty things as the year unfolding, as the words and the message. The Lord bless as we continue to pray and intercede and intervene. Glory to God on the demonic forces of the enemy to tear down the strongholds and uproot. And thank you for doing so in obedient vessels that will listen and obey what your word is saying. We glorify you, the Lord. There is none like thee. So we thank the Lord for all that he's doing and doing, even tonight, God. We pray for those that needed a healing and deliverance in their minds and in their hearts. And we are thanking you, Lord God, for the power of your word that destroys yokes, that builds up, that uproots, that cleanses, that sanctifies, that builds up, that awakens, that bring healing, bring deliverance, bring awareness and discernment. We thank you for it. So we bless you now, and we bless the vessel that's coming forth, that's anointed already, glory to God, to bring forth the bread of life, and we bless you tonight. Bind up every satanic and demonic force for any interference on these lines or on these phones. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we honor you. Thank you, Lord. We're going to prepare ourselves now to bring Mother Willette. She's been on so many times, a part of Divine Connection Prayer Line. And, God, we thank God for that anointing that's in her. And thank God, glory to God, for using her for his glory. And we bless him, for she is anointed of the Lord, a praying woman, and she seeks the Lord, and it's such a powerful anointing as the Lord blessed her to bring the word with revelation and understanding and clarity that even a child can understand. So bring her on now that she may be able to speak out of her spirit what the Lord has downloaded in her for the vessels for tonight and those that will be listening in the future. So at this time, we want you to receive Evangelist Mother Willette in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praise to the Most High God and thank and praise God for another opportunity to come before the people of God and in the presence of God to bring some teaching on the believer's authority, praise God. And I'm just going to talk with you for just a few minutes, praise God, and then I'm going to share a few things that I was written down, and I'll give you a source that I've been using. First of all, I just want to appreciate God for the wonderful day that he gave us today, praise God. I thank and praise God for the blessed Sunday school lesson that we had on the authority of the Lord Jesus, how he went and did so many different miracles, and people questioned, you know, his authority, and he was a person of authority because, praise God, he is the Messiah. He was the one that was prophesied about. So, and I thank and praise God that we're living in a time where we don't have to be in unbelief, but we can be believing. And the scripture teach, blessed are they who have not seen the Lord and yet believe in him. Praise God. Jesus told that to Thomas, because Thomas, after Jesus had rose from the dead, he doubted, you know, when they told him, hey, Thomas, Jesus, you know, they've seen Jesus. And so I thank and praise God that we don't live in the time back then, but I praise God we live in a time where we have the power of the Word of God, and we have, if we're born again, have the Holy Spirit to make us to know that what the Word of God is saying, it is true. But I thank and praise God. Lord, I just thank you. I bless you. I praise you. God, you use me as you see fit to bring forth this message. And Holy Spirit, you know I'm depending on you, hallelujah, to help me with this in Jesus' name. And I thank you for a refresher in understanding, hallelujah, the believer's authority. Because, God, I know you see much more than we do. And you know the condition that the world is in. And you realize, and we realize as born-again believers, that we have an adversary that does not like us because you made us in your image and after your likeness. And you love us so much, hallelujah, that you have equipped us with everything that we stand in need of. As a matter of fact, the word teach that, hallelujah, you've given us everything that pertain to life and godliness. And I have determined, based on your word, Heavenly Father, in John 10:10, where Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it to the full. So I'm thanking you, and I'm just blessing your holy name. I appreciate you. It ain't nothing that we did that was good. Thank and praise God you give us enough sense to realize that we need Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I thank you for the revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Not that it was difficult, but, Lord God, I thank you for letting us know that if we are children of God, that we have rights that belong to us today. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven, because that's another glorious situation that we will enjoy. But while we're on earth, hallelujah, you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. In other words, you've given us what we need for walking in victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not long ago, Jesus, I remember saying somebody was sick, and I said, well, what you going to do, just lay down and take it? You know, I thought about the man that was at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus asked him, will you be made whole? Well, you just going to lay there and take it, or you going to come up with all kind of excuses? Well, I believe that the question can be answered tonight. If we begin to become the people that we're supposed to be, hallelujah, and then walk in the authority, we need to know. I pray the Lord, and I thank and praise God for this opportunity. So, Father, I thank you so much again. Use me as you see fit, hallelujah, and take what led out the way. And Holy Spirit, you help us on tonight. Help us, Lord God, and enlighten, because you come, hallelujah, it's your word. It's a light. It's a light. Hallelujah. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I love you because you love us. Thank you, Lord God. And if I had a song to sing, I would probably sing, yes, Jesus loves me, but I'm not going to do that because y'all know I have, if most people who know me know I have plenty of words. So praise God, I'm gonna let that song pass right now. But Jesus, I love you, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us and giving us the authority, hallelujah, as children of God. Let's look at this thing tonight. I thought about a dream that I had years ago. I used to go to this one church, and there was a young lady that went there, and her name was Loretta. Maybe somebody on the line, they may remember her. But I remember dreaming a dream, and it had something to do with a cornfield, thick cornfield. And then, but there alongside this cornfield was a nice, clear road. It was a path. And I thought about it. I said, now, instead of the person wanting to take the road, the path that is clear, they was just going to make a beeline in the cornfield, and you don't know what's in that cornfield because it's so thick you couldn't even see. And I thought to myself, why in the world would a person want to choose to go through the thicket when they got a clear path they can take? In the Word of God, it's... will is so much better than our own will, praise God. He knows what's best for us. But I thank him for his grace and his mercy, praise God, hallelujah, because the scripture teach all things work together for good. Even though sometimes people get off the path and go through the thicket, God can still turn it around for good if they got good enough sense to come back to Jesus. Hello, somebody. Praise God, hallelujah. I thought about that, and I thought about this lesson tonight on the believer's authority. If you want to walk in authority, hallelujah, you want to walk in victory, hallelujah, and you're maybe tired of walking in a defeated or beneath your privileges, let me put it like that. It is time, if God has said that he's given us everything that pertains to life, hallelujah, and godliness, hallelujah, then we need to know what his word said to know how to do it. So what are we talking about, the believer's authority, praise God, hallelujah. Just wanted to mention that. Praise God, because that's what came to me, so I'll share with you what I have. But the believer's authority, let me just share this. Believe, you've got to believe, you've got to know with the assurance your legal rights. Hallelujah. And I like John 1:12, praise God. So if you trying to write these scriptures down, I pray that Minister BJ will give the Blog Talk website so that you'll be able to go back so you don't have to stress out. You can just listen and listen to what the Holy Spirit is going to say to you, because I'm depending on him, and I hope that you're depending on him. And I thank and praise God for each person that's on this prayer line. And I pray that Minister Cheryl is on this prayer line also, praise God. Hallelujah. Because once you get this message, praise God, and you begin to apply it to your life, hallelujah, you can pray with the authority of God, believing with expectation that it shall take place, and you ain't have to wonder about that no more, praise God. Because God don't want us wishy-washy, and he certainly don't want us, praise God, uneducated. He don't want us ignorant regarding the word. I'm not calling anybody ignorant, but praise God, he wants us to know what authority, what rights we have as a child of God. You must understand and know who you are as a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, the scripture teach that you are, hallelujah, like I said in John 1 and 12, to as many as receive him, to them he gave power. And when I began to look, one of the sources that I use, other than my Bible, praise God, let me make this little side note. I'm going to a Thursday day Bible study, praise God, and they're teaching from a book called Your Spiritual Authority, and it's by Charles Capps. C-A-P-P-S. But years ago, many years ago, I was in Germany. Now, I can't remember what year it was, but it's long years ago. And I went to this mountaintop experience, praise God, a women's retreat. It was called a Women's Aglow at that time. Somebody may have heard of that, praise God. And there was a little Bible bookstore, and I went in there, and I got the one of the Kenneth Hagin books. Praise God, and it was on the women's authority, praise God. And I love that, praise God, because it helped me out, because some people have issues about women ministering. Hello, somebody. But anyway, but I have this, and I've had this book called The Believer's Authority, and I wanted to compare it to the one by Charles Capps. So I went and looked in my little books that I have in my bedroom, and I saw The Believer's Authority, and it's a new book, so I must have got it a second time, because the old one, I had used it so much, the pages, some of the pages had fallen out of it. But I thank and praise God, so I'll use a reference from, you'll hear me using some references from The Believer's Authority. And in chapter 2, this is by Kenneth Hagin. He's a faith minister, praise God, hallelujah. He's deceased, but his son and Raymond in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're still on the scene, but not the old Kenneth Hagin, praise God. But it, he says that, praise God, hallelujah, that authority in the Greek is means it's a delegated power. Now, the scripture reads, in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I like that. Hallelujah. And once again, like I said, you can probably listen to this back over so you don't have to write all those scriptures. But when I say power, what I will be meaning authority, because power, like I said, in the Greek form, or authority in the Greek form, it says, what is authority? Authority is delegated power. That's what it is, praise God. So you may hear me interchanging those phrases, power or authority. Praise God. So I said that you, if you are a child of God, praise God, hallelujah, then you are an heir of God, and you are a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to hear the word of God, and we either accept or we either going to believe what he says, praise God. And I'm going to let you know in advance, the enemy don't want you to get this message, because when I dial this number tonight, the phone said this number has been disconnected, and I'm sure I dialed the right number. So I went and got my old book where my old number was, and I redialed it again, and praise God, as you can see, I'm on the line. But the enemy don't want you to get this, because once you find out who you are as a child of God and begin to walk in the authority and begin to take authority, praise God, we are people who pray and intercede not only for ourselves, but we intercede for others. And praise God, if God has the authority, and the authority is down on the inside of the believer, because once you accepted Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit at the time as a guarantee that you, hallelujah, are going to get what God says. You're going to have eternal life, like he said, praise God, and you're going to reach your destination in a simple way of saying it, praise God. So you have to believe and have the assurance that what the Father is saying to us in the Word, it is so. Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus, you'll notice, praise God, and I'm probably jumping ahead a little bit, but you'll notice that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and people, when Jesus did something, a lot of times it was on the Sabbath, well, he was the Lord of the Sabbath, and he made the Sabbath for man. But the Israelites, they had made so many laws and so many burdens, they added to the law until you couldn't barely do nothing, not even heal on the Sabbath. And Jesus would put it plain. So they questioned his authority, and he made it clear to them. And as you read the scriptures, you'll see how he made it clear. Well, if he had authority, praise God, and Jesus would tell them plain that he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. And the works, if they didn't believe him for no other reason, they should believe him for the works that he did. Remember when John, praise God, asked his disciples to go to Jesus and find out if he's the one, the Messiah. Praise God. The one that was prophesied about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or should we look for another? And they went, and when they asked Jesus about it, John said, are you the one, or should we look for another? Jesus said, go back and tell John what you see. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blind see, the deaf speak, the lame walk, the dead is raised. Praise God. Hallelujah. So go back and tell him what you see. Praise God. So that was all of the supernatural miracles that Jesus was doing while he was here. It was to point that he was who he was supposed to be, who is the Christ, praise God, Son of the living God. So you have to believe that the power of the Word of God is true. And if Jesus had authority and the Father, praise God, gave Jesus the power, actually he was in the Father and he got up and came down to earth because nobody else could fit the bill, praise God. Nobody else, hallelujah, could reconcile us. It took someone who had not sinned, praise God, and he became a part of the creation, praise God, and became, as the songwriter say, sin, that we might be the righteousness of God, praise God. But when it does, I was saying, this is a fallen world. Let me go back. This is a fallen world. So stuff is going to happen. And I was reminded that even in the garden, you know, God, when he created Adam, praise God, he created him to live forever, praise God. He created him with authority. He said, Adam, you name the animals. Adam, you name the animals, and you name them. Whatever you say, I'll make it so. That's fine with me. You know, he gave him authority. And then when after the fall, but we realized what Adam did when they were disobedient, what happened? See, Adam had authority, praise God. He was created in the image of God and in likeness, hallelujah. And Jesus said, didn't the scripture say, I said that you are God's? Praise God. So Adam was like God in a lot of ways, praise God, hallelujah. So, but what he did is like he turned over his authority to the enemy. When we're disobedient, we mess up. Hello, somebody. We don't want to be disobedient because we don't want the devil to have. Jesus said, ain't no darkness in me, and we don't want the devil to have no place in us. Matter of fact, the scripture teaches us is to submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. You believe that? Praise God. Hallelujah. And you've got to be convinced that if God says you, he's given you the authority lives in you because you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Who is that authority? Praise God. Jesus, hallelujah, is the power behind the authority that we have because his presence through the power of the Holy Spirit lives in us. Glory be to God. So if he says, hallelujah, that you have authority, you walk in the authority. If he says, praise God, in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give you power or authority to tread on serpents. That's the enemy. That's evil or wickedness. God has given us authority over all the power of the devil. And remember, God has not given, I heard Sister BJ say that, God has not given us a spirit of fear, praise God, but he's given us love, power, or in other words, authority, and a sound mind to believe what God says, hallelujah. So we have to not only hear what he's saying, praise God, but we have to walk in the authority that God has given us, praise God. The God-given authority, praise God, hallelujah. Now, Charles Capps, in the book that we're going to do in the Thursday class, he said, learn to use your God-given rights to live a life of victory. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Praise him. And I thought about what Jesus said, hallelujah, in John 10:10, and I thank and praise God for that, because I know the enemy came to steal. The first part says the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. You know what he wants to destroy and steal? He wants to steal the word of God. He wants you to doubt what God is saying. He wants you to compromise with the word. You can't compromise. You got to be convinced in your mind that God is. Glory be to God. He's still the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. If he spoke a word, hallelujah, glory be to God, it's so. The word of the Lord is right. Psalms 33, praise God. And all of his works are done in truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if he said that we have authority, we've got to learn how to walk in the authority, praise God, and not be fearing and having an anxiety over this or that, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me hasten on. And I pray the Lord that you all, because I can't go through this whole book, praise God. Hallelujah. I wish you had the book and you could, I would tell you to turn to a search page. And then we can go over something in that book, praise God. It says, in Christ, all spiritual blessings, okay? And this is just another, some scriptures in Ephesians, the first chapter, praise God. This is coming from one of the scriptures that Kenneth Hagin points out. It says, Ephesians 1 and 3 reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who is us? The church, praise God, the body of Christ. And Jesus is that head, hallelujah. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. And the American Standard Version reads, all spiritual blessings, hallelujah, as every spiritual blessing. This means every spiritual blessing there is. In Christ, all spiritual blessings belong to us. Authority belongs to us, whether we realize it or not. Hallelujah. But just knowing this isn't enough. It's knowledge act upon that brings results. Hallelujah. So we can't just hear about this excellent teaching in the Word of God that God has already given us all these spiritual blessings, praise God. But we got to act on what the word says. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Kenneth says, it's a tragedy for Christians to go through life and never find out what belongs to them. That's how a lot of Christians live beneath their privileges. If you don't know, hallelujah, that by Jesus' stripes that we are healed, every thing that come against us, we just going to go to the doctor. We just going to have to bend down and let the devil throw that on us. When Jesus said, by, he took bore our sickness and our sorrows. He took it upon himself. And years ago when I was younger, praise God, hallelujah, I used to think, well, if Jesus took it for me, why should I have to go through it? But the devil tried to convince you, well, you know you're a human being. You got to go through something. The devil is a lie. Well, this morning I was getting ready, praise God, for church, and the pain hit me in my back. I said, you get out of my back. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. You know, when you get a message, praise God, and you understand who you are as a child, and sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we are children of God. Hallelujah. We're heirs of God. Hallelujah. There's things that belong. Remember Psalms 103, praise God. Hallelujah, what it talks about. God, I said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless your holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for all of your benefits. Didn't he say that? To the children of men. It says, hallelujah, forget not all of his benefits. What are some of his benefits? God who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Glory be to God. And the scripture says, and what is that, Peter, praise God, said, by his stripes we were healed. Glory be to God. That's past tense. It's already done. Pastor preached a message today. Praise God. I think it was John, John the fifth chapter, praise God. And in there where it says, praise God, we've already passed, or either Ephesians, I think it might have been Ephesians he came from, but he was in John the fifth chapter, and then he took some verses out of Ephesians. We've already passed from death to life. I said, what a revelation. If you already, you see, when we receive Christ, we die, praise God. The baptism represents dying to the old way, and rise and resurrect and praise God in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pass from death to life. And somebody said, well, that means I don't have to die no more. Remember what it says in John, praise God, the 11th chapter. Remember when Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then the next verse, I love it. He said, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Glory be to God. Now, I have somebody to want to argue with me. And Jesus, a lot of times when he dealt with raising somebody from the dead, he would say they were asleep. The people couldn't handle that. They didn't understand that. They were laughing or whatever. But he said, yeah, he dead, but you got to put it in a language they understand. Praise God. But he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And the presence of God lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will help you to understand that this thing is real. So why am I sharing this information? Because it's time. The devil has wreaked havoc. And it's time for the body of Christ to rise up. And I heard the pastor say today, you know, the church is sitting back in a rocking chair. The devil got them sitting in a rocking chair, and they content to rock. Hello. I ain't worrying about going. And I know, and a lot of people say, well, pray for me. And that's fine to pray because God make us intercessors to pray. He wants us to pray for others. But there's no prayer like the prayer you pray for yourself. When you know who you are as a born-again believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking about prayer because this is a prayer line, praise God. And we have to walk in the authority of who we are as born-again baptized believers of the body of Christ, praise God. And we have to understand, hallelujah, if we don't begin to rise up and walk in authority, and I believe with all my heart, some people are here today because of the prayers that the believers had prayed for somebody, and they're still here. It makes sense to me. Praise God. But it's time for us to wake up and, Father, forgive me, praise God, because sometimes I haven't declared, I haven't said, God, I take authority over these devils that's trying to influence my children to walk in error. I plead the blood of Jesus against them, and the devil is a lie. They are your children, and they are going to be, praise God, walking, hallelujah, in obedience to you in the name of Jesus. And you know, Jesus said, you know, I often say this, praise God, as we pray. Jesus said, John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then somebody said, well, that was Jesus. He was able to turn water into wine and feed 5,000 with two fish. And you can pray for miracles too. Glory be to God. If somebody's still here because God heard your cry and he got that devil out of the way, praise God. But we have to walk in the authority. We have to release our faith. We got to believe and have the assurance that when we pray with expectation, knowing, hallelujah, that it's already done. What did Jesus say in Mark, the 11th chapter, praise God, verse 22, have faith in God. Praise God. And then speak to the mountain. Speak to your situation. Take authority over it. You have authority. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And say the word. And expect. You may not see it today. And I thank and praise God. When we were doing street ministry, working with a street ministry here, praise God, for about 15 years. And man, some of those people that we ministered to, they would come into place. They would fall asleep because they was drunk. And some would say, ma'am, I like my alcohol and this. And my friend would stand there and pray with them. And you know what? That one of those young fellas said, man, you know what? And it was about a couple of years, and we was doing a revival there, and he saw it. He said, I've been looking for y'all. He said, that day you prayed for me, he said, I had been diagnosed with cancer, but God healed me of cancer. He said, if you want a tent up now, you can put it in my yard. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. We saw people who had been drunk, and then they'd sit there and fall asleep. They want to fight with one another when you're drunk. The devil just in control, and he'll have you acting so foolish. And praise God, but we've seen some of the people clothing later on, praise God, after God had done the work, praise God, and all the glory go to God, hallelujah, and the people were clothed in their right mind, praise God, sitting in church clean, hallelujah, no smell of alcohol nowhere, to God be the glory, hallelujah, glory be to God. God want the born-again believer, hallelujah, to come out of the sidelines now. Get out of your rocking chairs. Trust God. Take him at his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My question tonight to you, are you walking in the authority as a born-again, baptized believer of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you yet living beneath your privileges as a child of God? My God, have mercy. I made up my mind I'm going to, Jesus said he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to live life to the full, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to be available. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he may give me a word of knowledge, a word of, praise God, wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. However you see fit, whatever the Holy Ghost need, I'm available to you, praise God, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, with those that stand in need, hallelujah, salvation, and those that need to be encouraged that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, praise God. He's still the answer. He's still the cure. I've been praying, God, wipe out cancer. Well, I take authority and trust God that he is going to do just that in the name of Jesus. Deliverance. We plead the blood of Jesus against, because cancer didn't come from God. Hello, somebody. It all took place in the garden. It was on the tree. Cancer, all these sicknesses and diseases, they was on the tree. They tricked them folks and made them believe that, well, you're not going to surely die with that. I haven't seen them walking the earth today, so it came to pass. Hello, somebody. But we've got to believe God, and we got to begin to walk in authority. Let me hasten on. Please get the book. It should. I pray the Lord is still out there. Kenneth E. Hagin, The Believer's Authority. It's a simple. It's not as large as the book that I. Let me see how many pages. It's about 70 pages. Praise God. About 70, 71 pages in there. Not that many, but it's an excellent book, and it gives you wonderful teachings in there. It talks about being seated with Christ, and I love that. Remember when Jesus, Matthew the 28th chapter, it gives a scripture that says that, you know, when Jesus, hallelujah, when he had risen, he said, what? All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And praise God. And that same power, praise God, that Jesus, and I said power, but once again, when Jesus ascended, he transferred his authority to the church. That's what Kenneth says. When Jesus ascended, he transferred his authority to the church. So remember, Jesus already told us in Luke 10 and 19 that he give us authority, and your greatest adversary is the devil himself and his cohorts. Hello, somebody. And that's why we need the power of God. Hallelujah. Remember, God is our power. Praise God. He's the glory be to God. If you had a plug and you needed a light to turn on, plug that socket in that wall where the power source. God is our power source. The Holy Ghost is the power on the inside of us, giving us authority. Now listen to what the Holy Ghost say. Well, that means we've got to understand and hear the voice of God, praise God. And if he said, go lay hands on that person and pray for that person, he's giving you the authority to take advantage. And I remember, okay, I'm probably getting ahead of myself and probably speaking a whole lot, but I give you examples, praise God. And when you begin to read in the scriptures, you're going to find out when a lot of people got delivered, they had to be, some devil had to be cast out before they got well. Some of them had infirmities, but that was because some devil was on the scene. Hello, somebody. And they had afflicted these people with this sickness and that sickness. And sometimes it takes you saying, devil, I take authority over this sickness. I command you to get in the name of Jesus. You said, just speak the words that the Holy Ghost give you. Say what the Father, hallelujah, and praise God. If God said he give us what we need, hallelujah, to walk victoriously and to live, praise God, that which pertains to life and godliness, you've got it. But you got to hear what his word is saying and believe his word, praise God. So if Jesus had all authority, when Christ went back to heaven, he said, I must go, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come, you see. The Comforter, the one who comes right alongside you, he'll be with you and in you, and that's our source, praise God. He even give us direction on how to witness to somebody. Come on now, get some trainings, hear what the Word of God says, and then hear the Holy Ghost and say what the Holy Ghost tell you to say, and usually it lines up with the Word in Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Spirit will help bring light to a lot of these scriptures. Please get this book because it's wonderful. I'm on page 15. When you realize that the authority that belongs to Christ also belongs to individual members of the body of Christ and is available to us, our lives will be revolutionized. I really agree with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says if the church ever gets the revelation that we are the body of Christ, and my friend Jeanette always say that, you know, we're part of the body. The scripture teach that Jesus is the head. And if any good things is going to take place in the earth, it's going to have to be by the hands. The feet going to have to take you there. The hands and the eyes and limbs. Praise God, the church is the body of Christ. We're members in particular, praise God. But Jesus is the head of this body. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Kenneth says on page 14, if the church ever gets the revelation that we are the body of Christ, we'll rise up and do the works of Christ. Remember what Jesus said in John 14 and verse 12? Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Remember he said, the works that I do, greater works shall you do. Where is that? Let me get that scripture, praise God. Let me get that in John, because I want to read that. I don't want to miss any part of it. Praise God, hallelujah. John, the 12th chapter, and I'm sorry, the 14th chapter, in verses 12. He says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Hello, somebody. In verse 13, and this is what Jesus says, and it's in red. I love it. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Glory be to God. That's what Jesus is saying. And so if we, when the church, the body of Christ, realize, hallelujah, that since Jesus went back to heaven, praise God, that the authority that he has, he's given it to us. We have inherited that, praise God, authority, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord help us. Okay, now I'm going to leave that alone, and I'm going to let y'all get that that book for yourself, praise God. And I'm gonna, one more thing out of this book, and I'm going to leave that alone, because somebody probably, I don't want y'all to go to sleep on me, praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Page 18 talks about, it says, we should not be amazed. Okay, let me see. As he said, he that believeth on me, the works. Oh, I just read that. Well, my goodness, I already read it myself. Let's see, John Alexander Doe, a Scotsman who received a revelation about divine healing while ministering before the turn of the century in Australia, crossed the ocean many times during his lifetime. He encountered many storms, but said every time a storm came up, he did what Jesus did. He rebuked the storm, and it always ceased. Now, that was this person by the name of John Alexander Doe. But I'm going to tell you something that happened, praise God, and I'm not trying to boast, but this thing is real. The authority that Jesus had, he's given it to us, praise God. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. But I remember we was on the street ministering, and just before, and I was supposed to speak that day, praise God, and just before I was supposed to speak, it started to rain. And I didn't say a word at the time because I hadn't got up to the little podium yet. But then somebody said, oh, it's starting to rain, and they were thinking they were going to have to run on inside their building. But as soon as I got up to the podium, I said, Lord, I thank you that you always hear me. I just prayed the prayer that Jesus prayed. And then I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up rain. And you know that rain lift back up is like soup back up in the sky. Praise God. And I preached that through the gave teaching on, praise God, on Zacchaeus. Come down from that tree. Make haste and come down, for I must abide at your house today. Hallelujah. And as soon as the message was finished, praise God, the rain came on back down. But the rain souped up. Another time I was coming through Fort Jackson, praise God. It was raining cats and dogs. That's what a figure of speech. And frogs and grasshoppers, too, if you will. Praise God, but it was raining hard. And I said, and my daughter, my oldest daughter, was sitting in the car with me. I said, by the time we get to Leesburg Road, the ground will be dry. She kind of like raised her eyebrows at me because she saw how bad that rain was coming down. But you see, you can ask, praise God, and take authority and begin to speak and declare, praise God. And by the time we got to Leesburg Road, the ground was dry as a powder house. Now, had I seen it? No. But I just spoke it. Because when I go places, a lot of times I said, rain, you got to lift up from here. Sometimes it want to be stubborn. But I said, devil, get in the name of Jesus. Lift up. I said, go ahead on the rain on the grass. But I need this highway to be dry. Hello, somebody. You got to take the authority. Well, either you're going to walk in the authority or live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, when you pray, hallelujah, reminded praying, God, I thank you that I bind up all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord God, for this great miraculous healing in the name of Jesus. Believe, hallelujah, believe the word of God. Say something about the situation. And I have been convinced for many years now that if the Christian don't say something about the situation, there's not going to be any changes except for things liable to get worse. So when we pray, we've got to really be convinced of who we are, and we got to know something about the God that we serve, praise God, and appreciate him for what and who he is in our lives and how, hallelujah, that he's made every provision. Now, don't go out there unprepared. Make sure you have, Paul taught us to put on the whole armor of God. So you can stand. Now, you ain't got to get no Uzis and no battles. You ain't got to go through that because because Jesus has already defeated the devil. He's already went to hell and took the keys from the devil, praise God, hallelujah, and hell in the grave. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So you don't have to be fear. If you've given your life to the Lord, you don't have to fear death, hallelujah, because you know when you're absent from your body, you're going to be present with the Lord. Hello, somebody. Years ago, I used to say, beam me up, Jesus, hallelujah, when it's my time, hallelujah. But he's got a better way. I'm going to be absent. I'm going to be right there present with him in paradise. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Okay, now I got this. I know I probably done went past my time, and somebody may want to add something. Let me look through my paper just briefly, and then I'm going to finish this up. But that's one book that I have, and I mentioned that the class that I'm going to on Thursday is a Bible study. We're using a book by Charles Capps, and it's the title, Your Spiritual Authority. And then in my little bit of books that I have, I had another manual, another book, praise God. It says, Endowed with Power. And it says, and this is by Norval Hayes. Now, he tells you how to activate the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah, helps us to understand that this word that God has given us is true. Okay, now I already spoke to you, praise God, a little bit. I told you Romans 8 and 17 says, if you're children, then you're heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. And I already gave you John 10:10, that Jesus came that we might have life, praise God. And I know you want to live life to the full. Ain't no sense in stressing out. And I message preached one time, stop stressing yourself out over the choices that other grown people make for themselves. Ain't no sense in you trying to stress out and being in the hospital because your body is going through turmoils and having ulcers and things like that because you're stressing out because grown people making choices that you didn't teach them. You bring them up in the knowledge and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you bring them up in that manner, the scripture says when they get old, they won't depart from it. So they got to come back around. I heard somebody say they got to come back around. They got to come back. And the word is so by itself. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will not. And God is able to back up what he says, and he's going to do what he says. Praise God. What is life to the full? Walking in obedience to the word of God. And enjoying the benefits of being an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus. Praise him. Give him glory. Hallelujah. God himself is the power that is behind our authority. I think I mentioned that to you coming from Luke 10 and 19. Hallelujah. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power, authority, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. To do what? To be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You better wake up. If you act like you scared and can't tell somebody about the God that has saved your life, you better wake up and go back to the altar and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because since I have believed, I should be able to tell somebody. I shouldn't be shy, and that because the Holy Ghost give you boldness. Glory be to God. Come on, Apostle Paul, tell us something. Praise God. For this cause, hallelujah, since the day in Colossians, praise God, hallelujah, we do not cease to pray for you. I like Paul because he would give us examples in Colossians and Ephesians. There's some good prayers in there. Pray those prayers and put your name in it or put the person that you're praying for. Hallelujah. And he said, we do not cease to pray for you. That's been in the first chapter, the ninth verse. And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in wisdom and spiritual understanding. Praise God. When you feel with the knowledge of God, God don't want us backing up. When we wake up in the morning, the devil ought to say, oh, Lord. He may not say, oh, Lord. He said he may be backing up. Praise God. That you might walk worthy of the call hallelujah, worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, hallelujah, and strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. And you can read some more of that, praise God. I like the part where it talks about Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Jesus was the first that was risen from the dead, praise God, spiritually. Hallelujah. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones, I like this, dominions, principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. You know what part I like? If Jesus is head over all dominions, thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, guess what? We're seated in heavenly places with Christ. I believe that's in Ephesians where it talks about that, praise God. But if we're seated in heavenly places, and a lot of times we don't understand and we don't see, but may the Holy Ghost help us to understand, if we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, spiritually speaking, we're seated in heavenly places. And Ephesians 1, praise God, verse 3 said, blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if we're seated in heavenly places, praise God, in Christ, we're above these principalities and powers. So you can take authority. God, I take authority over this wickedness on the earth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pray as the Holy Ghost. And many times, and I'm praying that, Lord, help me to pray more in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And God, do what he needs to do in the earth, because it's time, church, for a turnaround, praise God. It's time for us to walk in the authority, hallelujah, that was given us as born-again believers, as once we accepted Christ as our personal Savior, hallelujah. I could say so much more, praise God, but I'm going to let that go. And remember, what is interesting, I want to say this and then I'm going to close, praise God. You know, I think it was in John, the fifth chapter, where the man that was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 long years, and Jesus asked him that question, will you be made whole? Now, I say that because if we're children of God, and we believe God, and we pray the prayer of faith and intercessory prayer, if we're walking in our authority as born-again believers, knowing that God's word is so, and his word is his will for our life. Remember 1 John, the fifth chapter, talks about when we pray, we know that God hears us, and if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions, our supplications, our requests that we made known to him, and we ask for those, praise God, in faith, believing that we receive, we have them. Faith says we already have it. We just waiting on the manifestation of it in Christ Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. So if we're walking, praise God, if we have know what God's word says and know what belongs to us, let's begin to pray differently, praise God. Let's begin to pray with expectation and pray with authority, because now you know, you realize, and you know, Sister Alexander always say, you got to know who you are, baby, as a child of God, praise God. Why you backing up? Why you, you know, shy, act like, you know, you just sit there and like, that thing I said, if you were laying down there and somebody been told, a lot of people, somebody be told, the doctor gave them a diagnosis, and then they just crawl over there in a corner, get in that rocking chair, and they just take whatever. I said, you just going to lay down and take it? Jesus told a man, take up your bed and go home. Take up your bed and go home. And he didn't have to jump through no, hoops, didn't have to do no cartwheels, but Jesus spoke, hallelujah. And many times as you study the word of God, you'll see they began to look at Jesus. Man, he spoke with authority. Who is this that speak to the wind? Jesus had authority. And the waves obey him. And he that couldn't nobody pass a certain way. The man with the demons coming out the grave, well, he knew who Jesus was. You know, devils know who you are. If you're a child of God, they know who you are, but they don't want you to realize who you are. They don't want you to realize that God has birthed the authority on the inside of you through the power of the Holy Ghost. Because once you realize who you are, baby, you somebody to be reckoned with, because you got God on your side. And he promised never to leave nor forsake you. Glory be to God. We can take him at his word. And I'm believing for God, praise God, that he's going to give you more understanding, praise God, on the believer's authority, and that we're walking in it. And I believe a lot of you that's on this line, praise God, you understand the believer's authority. But I pray that maybe something that I've said tonight, praise God, that you share this good news. Hallelujah, that you don't have to take that. And sometimes Jesus asked that man by the pool, will you be made whole? And sometimes you can pray with people and pray with people and look like, you know, they get well for a few minutes and then look like their symptoms come back. If they're a child of God, they need to begin to take authority over that thing and say, devil, you a lie. I give you plenty of testimony because I'm last testimony. I remember a time I had a headache. It was during that time of the month. And that head was bothering me so bad about 5 o'clock in the morning. It's like I couldn't hardly lift my head. And then it came to me. I never read in the Bible that I had to have a headache. Hello, somebody. I know I'm saying something. And I got out of my bed. I went to my bathroom. I opened up the window. I said, now get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. Guess what? It was like little legs got up off my head and went out that window. And then a little breeze tried to come back. I said, stay out in the name of Jesus. That thing was so amazing. It was like, wow. And then the next month, you know, I was coming home in my car, praise God, from work, and looked like there was a little tapping. I guess trying to get permission to come back. I said, don't even think about it. Now get out of my car in the name of Jesus. Baby, you got to walk in the authority of who you are as a born-again, baptized believer of the body of Christ. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I thank you for this teaching. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray that there's more teaching, and I pray that more people get a hold of the message of who they are and begin to walk in the authority of who they are as children of God. I pray that people will realize, hallelujah, that authority is, according to the dictionary, is the power or right to give orders, to make decisions, and enforce obedience. Hallelujah. God, you've given us authority through the shed blood of Jesus and the resurrection power. Praise God. And Jesus gave us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the works that he did, greater works shall we do if thou canst believe. Mark 9:23, all things are possible. And God, I believe you, and I take you at your word. I pray that the Holy Ghost will minister to us and search a way that we get more understanding. Paul prayed the prayer. I pray that you increase in the wisdom and the knowledge of God and who you are as children of God. And God, as you direct us through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit, may we be quick to hear from you and quick to obey you and your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a special blessing and anointing upon each person that's on this line. Most of all, Father, I thank you that you're on this line, and I pray for healing and deliverance. And I thank you by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask for. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. I bless you. I give your name praise. Thank you, Lord God, for the attention of these dear people. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for your listening ear. We turn it back over to Minister BJ. And don't forget, please, ma'am, to give them that Blog Talk website again, just in case they wanted to write down some of those scriptures. And I hope and pray they get that book, The Believer's Authority, because it's a piece of gold that you can have. It's really good. And Kenneth Hagin, take my word, he is a man of faith, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That was a powerful message for the believers, for the babes on the milk so they can get some meat, and the ones on the meat that can be consistent and reinforce what God has said concerning walking in the authority and knowing that we got to have that relationship and have that time in, spending time, as you said earlier, is a daily. Listen, we have to realize that it's a day that they walk in spending time with him. And I love it, praise God, how you talked about the having that authority and the believer's authority. And then we have to know who we are. We hear Mother Alexander say that so much anyway, praise God. And so we have to, praise God, do like you already said, that you pray more for people to walk in their authority, and they got to know their authority, and they got to know the word, and they got to know who they are. They got to be in a place that allow the Holy Spirit to do the leading and guiding and allow, glory to God, themselves to be committed and submitted to the Lord. So we got to pray and believe God and so forth for what the scripture says. And when we pray, believe it. But we have to know, glory to God, that have a relationship with the Lord to be able to get in a place and so forth that we let go and let God and believe whatever he says that is going to come to pass. Please, ma'am. Sorry about the other lunch. That one got to be picked up. Praise God. So we got to remind ourselves, as you say, who we are. We got to be in a place, as you said, I will bless the Lord, you know, be able to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And something you said about bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I guess that might have been the one that was coming up. But you had so many things that you said in here, and so much in the word, and so much about God's healing, God's word concerning his resurrection power and being led by the Holy Spirit, and remember what Jesus said. And he has given us that authority to, through as he ascended, he gave us the power of the Holy Spirit, the comfort to lead and to guide. But many people are going to have ears to hear when the Spirit of the Lord speaking that they obey him. But if we don't know his voice and we don't have spend time with him, we're not going to be able to walk in that authority. That's why it's so important to build a relationship, to read, to study, and seek out the Lord for to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And so we got to know, glory to God, that we have that authority to put the enemy to flight, to bind and to loose. Praise the Lord. And I like, it was so many things you said. I'm not going to try to go back over that word. Excuse me. I'm so sorry for that interruption, but the young lady has to, the baby has to be picked up, and praise God, we have a problem with the food, with the door. Well, praise the Lord. So I'm going to allow the time, I lost my thought, so I'm going to allow the other ministers and the ones that are on the line if they have any remarks that they want to say for tonight, because the word was rich, and then even sometimes when you're trying to go back over something that is so powerful and under that that anointing, sometimes you lose some of the flavor of the anointing that's in it. So praise God, and I'm sorry about that distraction, but that was something that couldn't be helped. But in the meantime, the doors are open now, the lines are open for anyone that want to comment or encouragement or have any remarks concerning what my sister said tonight. And you know the thief is always going to be there to try to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a distractor. And I like the testimony that she has said in so many things, that even about rebuking the forces of the enemy. But if you don't have that kind of faith to be able to stand on the truth of what God's word says, you'll just be saying some words and just be hitting the ceiling because you don't believe what you say. That's the only way you're going to put the enemy to flight, is to have that faith. And God says the only way to please him is to have faith in him, as he said in the scripture. And so in the meantime, in order for you to get the blessings, you got to walk in the authority and walk in the peace and walk in the anointing and do things and comply with what God's word is saying. So we bless God for what was already being said, and thanking God, glory to God, for the word, the vessel that brought such a powerful word tonight. Praise the Lord, because we need that knowledge and understanding of what God's word says, in the name of Jesus. So the lines are open now for whoever desire to have a remark.
Praise God. Enjoyed that word so much tonight, believer's authority. It is so important that we be reminded of who we are in Christ Jesus. And one of the things that was so true in that is that the same authority that Jesus walked in when he was here with us in the physical sense, he left that same authority to his body, to his church life. And we have the same right to speak what Jesus spoke and expect the same result. So it is so important to know who you are in Christ Jesus. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own authority. But we belong to Jesus Christ, and we walk in his power and authority, and we take dominion over the things that he's placed in our care. Because if not, the devil will always keep us enslaved. The devil make you think that it's you. But as believers, as the body of we have that authority in the name of Jesus to speak and expect results. Enjoy that so much. And thank you for that word tonight as a reminder to the believers.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God for beautiful teaching tonight. For each and every one has to know that the authority has already been given to us. The only way if we don't read his word, then we won't know. But I am so glad and thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for using the sister tonight to teach on the authority and the power that a child of God have. And remember, we just don't have power over a little thing. He said all power he gave us. That's why we must always remember this. As the sister was saying in the word, she says, speak to that mountain. You're not talking about going through it. Move it out your way. Speak to it. In the name of Jesus, loose! That foul spirit got to go. But you have to know, have the authority in you to speak against those mountains, because Christ already paid a price for us, baby. And I thank God for the sister bringing that lesson tonight. This teaching was very, very important. And I'm glad and thank God that you have hoping ears that was listening on the phone, because these kind of teaching is let you grow. The deeper you go, the stronger you are, because the deeper you go in the word of God, that's why God says, seek him. So I am glad of that teaching tonight, and I thank God for it, and I thank the sister too, in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just like to thank Sister Willette for that word. It was really good. I tell you, I enjoy her always. I enjoy her about believing in authority, because these days and times, the thing that's going on, we have to learn to speak the authority. We have to learn how to speak all these things in the name of Jesus and believe it, that it's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God, you know, for everything that she has said, because I'm going to go back over again and listen to it. But I just praise God for you tonight. So just keep on keeping on, because I enjoy you so much with the word of God. And that's what we need to know, that we have the authority. God have already gave us authority to be able to speak these words, speak his word. And whatever the thing that we desire to have, he said, if we believe it, we can have what we say. So I just thank God for it. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Any more remarks?
Praise the Lord. We do thank God again for Mother Willette. We're going to give space for her to have a remark now. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank and praise God for the comments. Praise God. And I hope I made it clear, praise God, that with Adam, you know, he like turned the keys over to the devil. He probably didn't want to do that, but that's what wound up happening. But one thing is clear, when Jesus came on the scene, he took the keys back and he gave the keys to us, praise God. And it's really important for us to get the message of the authority that we have, because Jesus said, praise God, he said, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose it. So that's why I want people to get that book, because you find out there was a testimony that Kenneth gave. He said he had went out in the spirit and Jesus was telling him something that was really important. But this little old something like a little, I don't know, can't remember what he looked like, but he was a little demon that came across the floor and sprayed some type of smoke screen so he couldn't, you know, hear or see Jesus clear. And he knew Jesus was telling him something really important, but the little demon kept saying, yakety-yak, yakety-yak, yakety-yak. So he was really kind of keeping him from hearing what Jesus had to say. And Kenneth kept saying, well, I wonder, he was saying to himself, he said, I wonder why Jesus don't do something about that devil. And then Kenneth said he got so tired of the little demon, he said after a while, he said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And that thing wimpled and he act like a whooped pup. So, and then Kenneth asked Jesus, well, Jesus, why don't you do something? Because Jesus knew what Kenneth was thinking. Kenneth said, why don't you do something about that? And Jesus told, now this was in the spirit that Kenneth saw this, praise God, and Jesus told him, said, if you don't do something about it, I can't. And Kenneth said, well, I know I didn't hear that right. What did you, he said, yes, if you don't. And so the bottom line, if somebody give you a set of keys and say, here, you got access to all these keys. Now, if you don't ever use them, you ain't going to be able to take advantage and get what belongs to you, praise God. But Jesus has gotten back the dominion. Hallelujah. When God created the heavens and the earth, he made everything, but he gave man dominion. And then man disobedience brought about what? The keys being thrown in the hands of the devil. We don't give no place to the devil. Don't give him, submit to God, resist the devil, praise God. Don't give him no place, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us seek to be obedient to the will of the Father. The word of God is God's will, praise God. Hallelujah. And realize, hallelujah, that God has given us authority. When you realize, praise God, and when the devil, he'll do everything he can, he going to tell you, well, the preacher should be the only one to do that. Because I remember one time dealing with healings and stuff like that, I thought that preachers were supposed to be able to do that. One preacher told me, better you than me. I said, Lord, have mercy. So whatever the Holy Spirit needs, let us make ourselves available to what he's standing in need of, so that if somebody needs something, some special prayer, begin to pray and try to get that book. I don't advertise a whole lot about books and things, but the Believer's Authority, that's going to be a very great help. So I thank you for your patience. I appreciate the time, and I thank and praise God for letting us, me included, to be reminded of this great understanding about the Believer's Authority. But Jesus, glory be to God, give him all the glory, has gotten the keys back and put them in the hands of the church, which is the body, praise God. So we should be carrying out the will of God in the earth, listening to the head, who is who? Jesus, praise God. Thank you so much again. Thank you for the opportunity. And I just bless God for each of you. You all were just beautiful. Thank you for your patience and dealing with me for this long. God bless you so much. Thank you, Minister BJ and everybody. I love you guys. BJ, you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was speaking with the mic on off. My phone mute just for talking. I said you were not over your time. God bless, and we thank God for the timing that you were able to speak. You were right in the good window, and also for even the remarks that came. So we bless God, and we have to know, as you already said, that we have to know who our authority and to walk in it and to know whose we are. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all these, and that's the only way we're going to have peace and be able to get rid of anxiety, just to rest in the Lord and stand on his word and be still and know that I'm God, Psalms 46:10. We thank God for the scriptures that was read even prior to about the peace of God. So we thank God for each one of you tonight. If there is a prayer request before we hang up, we will have prayer tomorrow night. Or if there is a praise report you want to share, we have some time for that. Other than that, we are going to just marinate on that word and give God praise and thanks for all that he's done and doing. And certainly I do appreciate everyone that constantly stand in the gap for the various prayer requests and the praise the Lord and thank God for all that he's done and doing. So bless the Lord. Amen. So if there's a request tonight, the line is open. If not, then we are going to dismiss and still be in God's presence. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hub.
Praise the Lord, my dear.
I would just like to ask a prayer for my nephew. He's doing better. He's doing better this week. He had went in the hospital. The doctor said that he had four blockages. But it came out that he had all his went to the hospital and he had all his X-rays and stuff done and everything, but they didn't find anything, thank God. I began to talk to him, pray with him, and they didn't find anything. And but his
they
blood
thought
pressure
he had four blockages.
Yeah, he had went to the doctor. He was hurting in his
My
chest.
God.
And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said that he had four blockages, so they sent him to the hospital. And so he called me, and I began to, pray with him. And after he got there, and I called him again and asked him what were they doing to him, and he said they get ready to run some tests. He said, I almost like to pass out like that. He said, he didn't, that's what, I guess his blood pressure must be up because his blood pressure was like 150. It was 150 over 150. I guess it, both ways 150. And, but they did all the running the tests and they didn't find no blockages. They checked his heart. They didn't find nothing. Everything was good, but just his blood pressure was up. Everything was good, but yet I, still just asked for prayer anyway, because I know everything else was good. He's at home now. They sent him home yesterday and stuff. And also,
God is awesome. Thank God for
yeah.
Of him to call and intervene in prayer. We believe God in the power of prayer, rebuking the force of the enemy, and God turned that thing around, but we'll continue to pray that the enemy will not come back in and try to pull anything else and that blood pressure get regulated. But that's a powerful report. And when the doctor says he thinking that he has a four blockage and God saying, no, the blood pressure got to come down and didn't even allow it to turn into a stroke. So we give God praise and thank God you've been in place to pray. And we are thanking God now for touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus for that nephew. God, we believe in glory to God that you were touched and you were continue to bless him, regulate that blood pressure and anything that he needs to do on his end. God, we ask you, Lord, for you to bless. We thank God for the medication, thank God for prayers, and thank God for doctors. But we thank you for supernaturally intervening. And so we're going to close every door now and bind up every satanic and demonic force that would try to come in any other way in the name of Jesus. No aneurysm, no nothing. We believe in God. And if it's life, glory to God, is lining up with your word, we're thanking you for it. And if it's not, we believe in you for deliverance, that his heart and mind will be turned over to you, that he'll allow the Lord to come in and minister and move and just surrender himself to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Is this not the nephew that we've been praying for his turn back to the Lord? This a different nephew?
No, yeah, this is a different one. Yeah, this is
okay,
a different
is
one.
This one saved or not
the
saved?
The one that we, huh?
Is this one saved or not saved? Is he saved or not?
Saved.
Still believing God. Thank God for that prayer then. And we're believing for a change of heart and mind and still going to be believing God for that other one. His heart get regulated and change and transformation to his mind in Jesus' name. And you be continued to be encouraging. And on the wall and keep praying, my sister. Bless God. Thank God for using anyone else. Oh, you about to say something else? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just wanted the one that you, my brother that went to jail. You remember the one I was telling you went to jail? When he said that he had stopped drinking, I called him last night, tried to talk to him, and he was drinking again. But then he called me tonight, a few before we got on the phone, and he was telling me he was sorry for all that. And I told him, I said, I thought you said you stopped drinking. He said, I just can't stop. I just can't stop. So I'm just asking each and every one of prayer warriors to please just, I mean, I know he got the warning, but I'm just asking that we all touch and agree on his name is James Thomas, and that that he would take another beer or drink, I don't want it to make him sick that he go out, but I want it to make him sick enough that he wouldn't taste another one, a drink, and leave that mess alone and come to his sense and get into the, because he said, I'm going to go to church, but then he talking about his teeth. I said, you ain't got to worry about your teeth, because your teeth out. Cause his teeth, cause his teeth, cause people looking at it, making excuses. I said, you got to worry about your teeth, people. How your teeth, cause you ain't got no teeth in your mouth. And
That enemy will try to use every excuse, but we know who's behind it, so we're going to cancel the assignment. Pastor Brady, we briefly pray for that in the name of Jesus against this alcoholic spirit and that, and for the change of taste and heart and whatever, cause it's just a grip the enemy has on through that alcohol. But God can do it. Nothing's too hard.
Hallelujah.
Are you still there,
Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We give you thanks. God, there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing that you didn't know in advance. And God, you can do all things but fail. So God, we put James Thomas on Holy Ghost arrest now in the name of Jesus. God, the enemy would not come in to steal, kill, and destroy in Jesus' name. And Father God, we come against that demon of deception now that start making excuses why he can't go to church and why he can't do this and that. But God, more than he needs church, he needs Jesus. Because you are the one who would sustain him. You are the one that would keep him. You are the one that covers him. So, Father God, we say in the name of Jesus that you touch his body. You take that taste from him, God, in the name of Jesus. And he'll try to get drunk and can't. Because, God, we've seen you do. You've done it before, and you can do it again. So we bring him right now, and we put him at the foot of the cross. God, there's no addiction too hard for you. There's nothing that you can't do. So we call him subject now to the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we back him up in prayer, Father God. We pray for him. We pray, God, that what the enemy have come in and told him, and even that the enemy have stolen, that he got to bring it all back now in the precious name of Jesus. So we thank you for his strength. We thank you for his endurance. And most of all, that he know that he needs Jesus. So, Father, we just give him to you, and we pray for salvation for him now in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you in advance, God, for what you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Anyone else tonight? Amen. And we believe in God. Amen. How's Teresa doing?
She's doing a little better. She's been in the bed off and on today and stuff.
Well, pray for y'all. Pray for her daughter, Teresa, the one that's going through with that attack on lupus and the things that got on her mind. And even with if they're in her concern, too, as well. And that's just my prayer along with her mom and whatever like this. We're just praying. She's, concerning things going on with her kidneys still as well with that, whatever. So she's also, if it comes to a place where she's struggling, you know, whether to hear clearly, you know, about whether it has to turn around to actually, you know, be on dialysis, or whether she can continue to be strengthened in her faith to continue to hold on. So pray that the Lord will bless her and she will be able to hear, as well as her family, and whatever strengthen her there, because she's going through a lot of pain and stuff. So I'm just praying that we continue to keep her lifted up before the Lord. So, Mother Willette, if you will make a short prayer on that, we will certainly appreciate it. But I want everybody to continue to keep her lifted up before the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for Mother Freeman, too, because her body is going through with these aches and pains and agony. That's the one that's probably getting ready to turn 92, but she's still in her own home, still caring for herself, except when her family come by and see her or whatever. But and she got good neighbors around her, but still yet she's go through pain there. I told her we still continue to pray for her.
Amen.
And, of course, we don't want Mother Smalls. But in the meantime, you go ahead and put that prayer out there, and we're going to continue to pray. And
yes, ma'am.
Believe God for all those ones that we have on the altar.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, thank you so much, Father God, that you're mindful of every situation that we face. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much, that you want us well, you want us whole, you want us to live life to the full. So thank you for the Lord Jesus and what he did, hallelujah, to get back the keys of the kingdom, hallelujah, to put them in the hands of the church. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up Sister McCormick's daughter, Teresa, Lord God. You know about her condition of the lupus and the situation with her kidney. And Father, in accordance with the teaching tonight, and your word, we take authority over the enemy that's bringing this affliction up on her daughter, and we bind up that devil of affliction in the name of Jesus. We speak, hallelujah, that the virtuous healing power of God be released in Teresa's body, taking life, health, strength, and healing throughout every cell, every organ in her body. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, knowing what you said in your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. If we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. You want us to be well, so we're praying in accordance with your will and your word, Heavenly Father. And thank you for a healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that she will trust and lean not unto her own understanding, but trust in you with all of her heart. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless her and her entire family in Jesus' name. We lift up Mother Freeman, Lord God. You know about the pain. We take the authority over the spirit of affliction with pain, and we command that devil to loose her in the name of Jesus. And we command the very root cause for the pain to get out of her body in the name of Jesus. You did say whatever we ask. You didn't put any limitations. Ain't no sense in us putting limitations on you. You told us to have faith in you. So we have faith that you're able to do this, and you're able to strengthen her and bless her and give her less pain in Jesus' name. And we lift up Mother Smalls. We know that, Lord God, she's been in the hospital for some bleeding. But we thank you that, Lord God, she's in good spirits. She still knows that you are for her and not against her. We pray that you touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her strength again, Heavenly Father. Open up, Lord God, her eyesight so that she'll see better. In the name of Jesus, restore her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, with strength. She desired to be back in the house of God. I know she missed it. So, Lord God, we pray that you give Sister Smalls, Dorcas, the desires of her heart. But, Lord God, bless her, and don't let any excess problems take place while she was at the hospital. And we pray for Vaughn as well in the name of Jesus. We just lift up these women on the line, Lord God, those who may not have even said a word. We pray that you meet their needs according to your good riches and glory. And let us, Lord God, take heed to your word and abide in it in Jesus' name. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. You said again, it shall be done. We love you, Lord. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation, and our faith says it's already done. in Jesus' name. And remember those people who are struggling, not just Sister McCormick's nephew, but other people are struggling with alcohol. I've got a daughter that's struggling with alcohol, among other things. God, you know, but we take authority over that devil, and we thank you for complete deliverance in Jesus' name. We love you. Remember Sister Jeanette's son, Lord God, that had to go back to the hospital. We thank you. No weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for his deliverance. And we pray, God, that he'll know that you are the living God, that you're the one who's going through this situation with him, and you're the only one that can bring him out. We trust you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise him. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Okay. Thank God for the prayer. I was saying it again with my phone thing on mute. Praying again, but praise God. Whatever it is, Lord, I'm buying this up for me missing, forgetting to push the mute back off. But God, I thank you for the prayers that already went forth. As we agree with the prayers that's gone forth in the name of Jesus, believing you with expectation that it's going to manifest, glory to God, the healing, deliverance with patience. Glory to God, as we're looking forward to you moving in a great and mighty way that you get all glory, praise, and honor. Thank God for the word again tonight. Thank God, glory to God, for that you spoke it and that you reminded us of and that you reinforced it in us in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the awareness of that we may have missed in time past. God, we bless you tonight. And we give glory and honor for those that may even hear in the future that will be just right on time in Jesus' name. We bless the Lord. And thank God again for all that he's done and doing, friend, of your protection and your shield and your blood covering over these your people and God and their families and loved ones. Bind up every satanic and demonic force and any setups and traps and snares and the untimely death, sickness, and disease that try to attach itself to us. We plead the blood of Jesus. We believe in by faith as we continue to walk on this journey, God, the path that you have set before us, that, God, we will be able to achieve and accomplish all that you've given us to do with a pressing and a pursuing that we're going to have after you in Jesus' name. God, we love you, we adore you, and we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding that you've given us in the midst of these various situations and crisis that we can be able to rest in you in the name of Jesus and your word. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that teaches, leads, and guides, and he does comfort in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray God's blessings upon you all as we meet again on Monday night. The Lord say the same. Angels be in camp and looking forward, glory to God, for a mighty move of God even the more. In Jesus' name, amen. We look in anticipation next speaker for in February, the love month should be love of God every day and every month. And praise God, but we know how people celebrate Valentine's Day. But whatever the Lord place in Pastor Prophet Bird's vessel, we're going to believe God for the breaking of the bread of life that we'll hear from her for the second Sunday. The Lord say the same. And the website is www, God brought it back to my members just now, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine with a D, EVINE. Connection. So that's blogtalkradio.com/divine with DEVINE connection. Praise the Lord. If you want to come online to be able to listen different times for the message that were priorly spoken or either any of the sessions that we had and any past episodes on prayer, you can just click on the various ones as you go. The last one come up will be the one that we just did for tonight and then follow us. And then they'll have a section where you can go on to second, the third, the fourth, and whatever, and have that listing. So if you desire to, that's the address. So in the meantime, the Lord bless again. We praise God for all of you. Pray you have a blessed, marvelous, and wonderful night. And looking forward to, as the Lord blessing, divinely connect us again tomorrow. Shalom.
Thank you for the prayer, Ancient. Shalom.
Praise God. God bless everybody. Shalom. We love you guys, and thank you again for the wonderful comments. Bless everybody in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus'
I enjoyed
name.
That word myself because I was getting a refresher. Praise Jesus. God bless everybody.
Yes.
Shalom.
We bless you too, Shalom. Enjoy it. Praise God. Shalom, everyone. And good night.
Shalom.
Shalom. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he.